This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. It looks like Colorado's oil and gas wars are back. A new bill introduced earlier this week would phase out new drilling permits by the end of the decade. State Senator Sonia Wakez-Lewis is one of the Democrats sponsoring the bill.
This is really about getting Colorado in line with what many other states and countries are doing as we deal with the impacts of climate change.
The state's oil and gas industry is already blasting the bill, saying it could make the U.S. less energy independent and threaten tens of thousands of jobs. Colorado's Attorney General's office announced yesterday that it has filed a lawsuit to block a potential merger between the state's two largest supermarket chains, Kroger and Albertsons. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
A year-long investigation by the state attorney general's office into the merger found it would eliminate head-to-head competition and close more than 50 grocery stores in Colorado, which they say would hurt local communities and shoppers. State Attorney General Phil Weiser says that the two supermarket chains also reached a no-poach agreement during last year's King Super Strike, meaning neither company would hire each other's employees.
There's no other company that Kroger was worried about losing its workers to, or its pharmacy customers to. They were worried about Albertsons. That's why we're worried about this merger. These two companies should have to compete in the marketplace, not be allowed to merge.
Weiser is asking the Denver District Court to block the nearly $25 billion merger. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The city of Denver wants to pay people to ride their bikes. It's part of a pilot program run through the city's Office of Climate Action, Sustainability, and Resiliency. Selected participants can earn a few hundred dollars by riding their own bikes over a few months. The program is funded through the Climate Protection Fund. This is CPR News and KRCC.